Why this scientist cannot understand?
They're somehow confused.
That means less intelligent.
We need to be we need to show the alternative.
A child can see there are two things. That what is the difference between a living man and dead man? So my father was living one moment before. Now he's dead. Something is missing. The two things are there. Where is the real? And these big scientists, they cannot understand how less intelligent they are. Immediately understood two things, but something is missing.
Somehow they have developed this false understanding that everything can be reduced to atoms and molecules.
That's still less intelligent. Still less intelligent.
Because life is something which is beyond experimental knowledge.
That means they do not know. Say that. Beyond experimental knowledge and beyond your capacity.
Still they are hesitant to say that.
That is their poor fund of knowledge. A gentleman will accept, yes, we do not know. But they, in a roundabout way, to keep their position, they will bluff. That is most dangerous. Bluffing.
That's the difficulty.
Yeah, that is it. If one wants to be cheated and wants to cheat others, you cannot. Sarpakrura, khalakrura. There are crooked living entities. One is snake and one is man. So you can control the snake, but you cannot control the rascal crooked man. That is very difficult. He remained crooked. However, he said, I told you that story. Caesar. Yes. Because he is human being, he persists. And the other one, the animal, you can bring that animal under control. Well, because he is human being, you cannot bring him in control. He'll persist.
What was that story of Caesar?
Ten.
Scissors. Two men were arguing.
Oh, the scissors.
Yeah.
Caesar logic.
What is that?
Well, one man said a knife was used.
Yeah.
And the other said, no, it was a scissor that was used. And they began arguing back and forth. And finally one man who held that it was a knife, he threw the other man in the river.
Then you accept that it is done by Caesar. So he will know I want her. Then he puts him in the water. Then he was doing like this. See that logic.
Argument and vacuum.
That was used. You are put in the water. Either you accept, I shall push him in the water. Now, no, I will not accept. So these rascals are like that. They are paleo, they cannot be still, they'll do. The so called scientists.
They're even international society for doing that.
Yeah, they must combine, otherwise there is no place for them. As soon as they accept that there is something beyond physical, then they will have to accept God.
That's why when we say life is non-physical and non-chemical, then they are really amused.
That is.
What is it? If it is non-physical, non-chemical, then what it is? They inquire.
The spiritual.
Yes. That,
they have to accept two things, material and spiritual. that. Therefore, we have to understand from the authority the same argument, that we have to understand who is your father from the mother. There is no other. Krishna says in the beginning, Kathadehandra. The real living being is within this body, and he's changed. We have to accept. There is no experiment. Because we are not sober. A sober man does not hesitate, accept. Dhirasana, therefore this word has been used. A rascal cannot understand. So indirectly, one who does not understand, he is a rascal number one.
The demoniac mentality, that's...
That's what Mada says, he is your father. He's still he is not a Krishna. No, rascal number one. There is no other way. He is searching after his father. Mada says, my dear boy, here is your father. No, I don't believe. No. He is a rascal number one.
You're obstinate.
There is no other way to understand it. But he is not a... That is his misfortune. Murha. Boka. And our problem is that these bokas, rascals, they are leading the society. And they are suffering. Andhajatandhajapunyamana. He's blind. We are also blind, and they are leading us. What will be our consequence? And we are losing the chance of human body to understand what is spirit, what is matter, what is God. We are losing everything. Very precarious condition. This rascal will not allow to understand the real thing. That is the question. What we have got to do with these rascals. But because that taking some position, the whole populace is misguided. And they are losing the chance of this human body. Suicide.
Among scientists, there are many who are actually against this concept that life is something chemical or physical. But they are somehow afraid of speaking outside.
Yeah.
In their,
outside
among their
because
colleagues.
These rascals will boycott them.
Yes, once they speak out, then maybe they will not get grant from the government.
Yes, yeah, that's good.
So somehow they are hesitant to speak out.
That is it. I have heard that among the scientific society, if somebody speaks of God, he is immediately rejected.
Yeah, it's just like, for example, yeah. NASA. This national, what is it?
Aeronautics
and Space Institute. They are applying a lot of grants, especially to this study of the origin of life from chemicals. Mm-hmm. And all these research schemes. They're spending billions of dollars. But once...
Absolutely. Billions of dollars they're spending for a false thing. And they are educated. Durasaya, Bhairatma, they are proposing something which is not the fact, it will never be possible. Still there.
In fact, there is one member from here, from India, is in Bombay, in Trombe, the Atomic Research Institute. He's one of the active members in this study of the origin of life from a chemical. And if you get some opportunity, we'd like to give a lecture there in the...
He's talking nonsense.
All of them.
A nonsense society. International Society of Nonsense.
There are theories that they know this much.
I think perhaps we have detected first that these are rascals.
You are detected.
Huh?
Yes.
Nobody before tried to.
Nobody is saying as boldly as Srila Prabhupada.
If I would not have students like you, they would have taken me as crazy man. But now I have engaged you to prove them best. That is my duty.
Jai.
India. Before 1828, in the history of chemistry, there was this scientist, they thought that something, what happens in the body, in the living body, is different than chemistry and the physics. That is called vital theory.
So, what is there within the physical world that is not burned by fire? Where is that thing? But these rascals have no knowledge. It is clearly said, indirectly, this is called negative definition. It is not this. Because he has no brain to understand, that therefore Krishna is explaining in the negative way that you cannot cut by any weapon. You cannot burn it. It is never dried up. Because any physical thing, it can be cut. It can be dried up. It can be burned. It is just opposite. So many ways he has described, but the rascal will not find out what is that which is never burned. Anything, even big iron ore, that burning. But it is clear, it is not burned. Therefore, they are thinking there is no living being in the sun planet. But Krishna says, "Imang vibhasate yama." I told. Yeah, this is non-believer class, rascal class.
Then in 1828, this German chemist, his name is Frederick Waller, he synthesized this called urea. Urea is a chemical that comes out of urine. Mammalian urine from called inorganic compounds. So he announced that there's nothing strange about the organic world that happens in the living system. So from that time onwards, they thought that life can be studied in terms of chemistry. But it is already 100 about 50 years since that theory, but nothing happened. Nothing is understood.
That I've already described, that from orange tree you can get that acid, citric acid.
Citric acid.
But from citric acid you cannot get currency. That is not possible. A living tree can produce citric acid chemical, but citric acid cannot produce anything. Therefore, chemical comes from living being, not the living being comes from the chemical. This is not possible.
Now we are in a better position because this Corona, he just synthesized this gene last month. So now with the synthesis of this gene, nothing is happening because this is what they thought. Once they synthesize this, they will be able to understand life in terms of chemistry. But nothing is understood, though it has been synthesized.
Failure.
So it has been completely failed.
Of course.
So now they are thinking around something else, that maybe what we thought was all wrong.
Prove that they are wrong.
They won't speak up, though they'll lose their jobs.
No, so they are coming around. When we say life is non-physical, non-chemical, this is a very touchy word, which they don't like to hear at the beginning.
Krishna says, non-physical. Nainang chindanti asran. Nainang dahati bhavaka. Nainang sushati apa. everything, the five elements, material, it has nothing to do with these five elements. Clearly said in the Bhagavad. It's beyond this. Yeah, whatever you find, you keep your friend Murugam. Heart, water, air, fire, that's all. But beyond that, it is not physical. And last, nahanate, annamane, sarire. Everything is beyond. I was confident in the statement of Bhagavad Gita, therefore I strongly stress this is all wrong. I believe completely in the words of Krishna, that's all. I never experimented. But I know what Krishna says is completely right. Yeah, definitely jnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavanti. If you simply study Krishna, then you study everything. Janma karmanca me dibbam jujanati tattata. He becomes immediately liberated. Tattadeham punarjanmane mamet. He becomes competent to enter in the spiritual world. And associated with this.
If we just like that story with the scissors, how can we force the scientists to accept Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita? How can we force the scientists to accept Bhagavad Gita? The problem seems to be that they
don't accept it. No, if it is a fact, you can force. If it is a fact, if it is not fact, then it is obstinacy. If it is reality, you can force. Just like the father forces the child go to school, because he knows without education his life will be frustrated. So he can force. I was forced. I was not going to school. Yes. My mother forced. My father was very lenient. My mother forced me. He kept one man especially to drag me to the school. So force is required.
But that is the authority. Your parents were your authority.
Yeah.
They don't accept us as authority. They say I'm equal to you. Actually,
that is another foolishness. Father, mother, natural guardian. They can force.
It's to show that their higher understanding, their higher part of knowledge.
The child may be foolish, but father and mother cannot see that the child will remain a fool. He can force. Government also, why there is military force? Why there is police force? If you want to be outlawed, then you will be forced to accept the law. Force is required.
But first the child has to see that there is some benefit in going to school.
Child cannot see, he's a rascal. He should be beaten with shoes, then he will see. The child cannot see. Puttam jasi sancha tarayat natu lalayat. Sons and disciples should be always chastised. That is Chanaka Pandit. Never pat them. Lalane bhavo do sastarane bhavo. If you pat, then he will be spoiled. And if you chastise him, he will come out a very nice person. Therefore, either disciple or son, they should be always chastised. This is the injunction of Chanaka Pandit. There is no question of patting them.
People want to be flattered. They don't want to be told. So it's strong.
And that is the position of disciples. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Mare Murkhade. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God himself, and he says that my Guru Maharaj saw me a fool, rascal number one. Chastisement. That is required. Chanaka Pandit is a great moral instructor. He has a glass. Tarek, the Zula Alay. All is just like that. Alay is daily quiet.
The intelligent boy knows that, that the stars man is submersive.
Yes, yes.
Scientist is saying that instead of everything coming from the microorganism, that instead of that happening now, that it's coming from man. Life is created from man.
And then life is life. Life coming from life.
But they are afraid to tell everybody publicly because it is in all the history books.
Huh?
And the children will be affected by it. So they say it'll be at least 10 more years before the truth is out that actually Krishna is a supreme. And the textbooks in the schools.
If they're afraid of putting the real truth, how they're scientists?
Cheaters.
Cheaters. Here is scientists. That is more valuable.
There's another another aspect they call logical positivism.
So that you know all these things. Dedicate your life to turn over all these restraints. You can do that. You're in a position. And present this life is from life to the a Nobel Prize. Yes? A challenge. Will it not be a great challenge?
Oh yes, yeah. It's the greatest challenge
yeah.
in science. Everybody is saying that the order, and we are saying very small fraction. Almost insignificant.
So that is every time. When you speak the truth, there is small section. And then gradually it develops. Seed, and then big tree. And not immediately big tree.
One of the professors, he raised a question in this logical positivism, saying that something life is beyond experimental knowledge. Then he said, according to logical positivism, whatever we cannot see, whatever we cannot find out by experiment, it's not science.
Yes, that is not science. That I am always speaking. The science means not to observe, but to make experiments. That is science. Observation and experiment. If you cannot make action, it is all logic. Therefore, they say theory. Theory. Darwin is careful. He says theory. He doesn't say science. Because he knows that he's talking all nonsense. This is theory.
They also say that you cannot prove this Atma by experiment.
Anyway, then it is not science. It cannot prove, then why do you say it can be made by chemical companies?
Well, he's saying that they say our position is we can't prove.
Huh?
We can't prove.
Then we can prove. Our argument is that this is beyond our experiment, and therefore you have to hear from the authority. That is our proof. Just like you cannot make an experiment with your father, but you have to hear from your mother. That is the only way. There is no second alternative.
Shabda Praman.
Shabda Praman, yes.
And there is another very strange statement in this regard, saying that though we cannot prove something by experiment, but sometimes it is convenient to assume that way.
That is foolishness. Assume.
That is logical positivism, saying that there's a house. Let's say there's a temple there, but since I don't see the temple there, But I don't know that the temple is existing or not. But it is convenient to assume that there is a temple.
Well, no, when there is a possibility of getting through, why shall I assume?
Because they say they cannot see.
That's the same example. You cannot see. You cannot see your father. Because the father was before your birth. The only mother can see. How you can refute this argument? Therefore, see is the only proof.
We have a small chapter on this in the book. This is logical positivism.
Yeah.
Very interesting and very strange. This is remarked
by... quite logical that without father, nobody is born. So I do not know who is my father, but the mother is evident. That's all. You cannot make this theory that I was born without father. That is not possible. That is not the laws of nature. But there must be father. You can say, I have not seen it. That is not proof that there is no father. One who has seen, go. Tattva darshina. There Bhagavad Gita says, tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadgyanam jnanina tattva darshina. Go to mother who has seen your father. That is only proof. So you submit. Manipatena, tomorrow. Mother, tell me who is my father. And she said, yes, yes. Tattva siyasin, tattva darshina. It is not that mother is blindly indicating somebody as father. She has seen. And you have to learn from your mother by submission. That's all. There is no other.
Actually, we use this theory.
So they ask us, have you seen God? They ask us, so you say you have seen God?
No, I'm not saying. God personally comes and I see him. Krishna came, a fortunate person saw him. There is Arjuna saw. He accepted Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramambhava, Purusham, person, Sāsatāṁ, eternally. Yes. We have to take knowledge from Arjuna. That is called Parampratis. He has seen God. And he is giving a statement. You take Arjuna's statement and see God. That is the way. We are not blindly accepting Krishna, but one who has seen Krishna, his statement is there. We accept.
No one has seen the scientists create life yet. No one has seen the scientists create life. So why should we accept from matter? The scientists are saying life can be...
What is this? What does it say?
He's saying that no one has seen science has created life.
So why...
So intelligent man will not accept.
Yes. That is another argument.
Actually, we can utilize these theories to disprove their own theories.
Yeah.
It's very convenient, like this logical positivism.
Yeah, it is very good argument.
Darwin's...
These rascals have never produced life. And why do they say like that? It's a good argument. Because they say that we have not seen, therefore don't believe. They're experimental. But you have not experimented. Why you push? Why you brainwash my brain?
According to this logical positivism, we can say that it is convenient to say that man has arisen from apes, but that's not the truth.
There is no experiment.
There's no experiment, but it is convenient to assume, according to this logic. But that's not a fact.
But why a modern ape is not producing any human being?
You said that's a long time ago.
A long time.
But, now it is. Millions of years ago.
But why man is producing man, not the ape? Just see how the lunatics they are.
Why did the process of evolution stop?
It's convenient. They've
it's convenient to assume that way. That it's
this
is evolved. But that's
not a fact. It means for your sense gratification.
So we have to discuss so many things. Immense pain. God. You see, I have to accept that I'm blind. So how can so others depart? You are blind.
By distributing a book to the Prabhupada, then the people begin to realize that the scientists are blind. Hmm. Once they begin to disbelieve and doubt the scientists, then the scientists themselves will also be able to come out with the truth.
When a common man will challenge them, that you are a rascal, you are blind, you are saying as Lord, then it is. I refuse to accept it.
First of all, we have to show that their theory is wrong.
Yes.
Then give an alternative view and see which one is based on more real knowledge. Then they'll accept. Otherwise, they will not.
So that duty is now entrusted to you and your hands. This is very nice. Krishna will help.
Disprove them, but we have the true fact, but they cannot then let them disprove that.
Yeah.
Yes, that's our.
When the people all understand our philosophy, then they'll have to disprove us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they won't stand. Why we should disprove their nonsense? They haven't proved it yet.
Yeah.
Well, at the moment, they are a majority, so majority carries the boat. That's the slogan of. But we have. They are open-minded, if they are honest. We say be honest, and be frank, and be open-minded. Why you confine your small theory?
No, they are not open-minded. They have to be pushed within the water.
That's our first remark. Please be, let's be open-minded. We are not dogmatic. We are not presenting something religious fanatic. But let's discuss in an open platform. See which one is...
That is our argument. That's right. This plant is coming out of the umba, mother. Everything comes from the mother. So there must be father. Anything you see, it is coming from earth. Earth is the mother. Dhenu dhatri. So where is the father? I cannot see. You cannot see, that doesn't mean there is no father. There must be father. And the father says, yes, ang bija pudakpita. Bijo hangsaro bhuta. The answer is there.
It's a very subtle subject. We try to present this bhakti yoga among scientists, and that is physicists and biologists, and we are thinking how to do it.
Here is argument. Here is a plant is coming. So Joni, the source of birth is called Joni. So Joni is there, the earth. But who begotten this? There must be father. Because we, on your experience, without father and mother, there is no generation. He proved that. That he has the mother, he has the child. And where is the father? And the father says, yes, I am father. Aung bijo padukhita. Bijo aung sarvabhutana. That's all. There must be father. You do not see, this is not logic. There must be Father. But there must be God. Otherwise, how they are coming? By whose arrangement? Now, the exact fruit and flower will come from this. You bring another tree, not it will resemble life. The varieties of life. You cannot say it is accident. So why not accident? The red flower comes here and the white flower comes there. Accident. They are standing for years. Why there is not a single accident? That's it. You say accident.
You say that's nonsense too.
Simply rascals. And because we have become rascals, we accept it. Oh, very fine.
accept what the scientists say.
No, accept, we accept. But we accept the real scientists, Krishna. That's what we have time for. We understand.
Since Srila Prabhupada, it was difficult to, in an audience like that, in a, let's say, 1 hour lecture, which, well, we cannot say that you go to the temple and chant and...
That's all little. First of all, you have to accept that there is the original Father.
Yes.
There is God. Now, how to realize that God? That is another detail.
So we made an attempt, in fact, I made an attempt to show this, that Bhakti Yoga is science, but this is a subtle science, but it is...
To understand God.
Yes, it leads to...
It is science. It is only science by which you can understand God. See.
It needs to change our thinking. So we approach like this, that...
Because they are not accepting the process, they cannot understand what is God, therefore they are builder. This is only process. So if they take to Bhakti Yoga, they will see, yes, Vasudeva Sarva. So everything is fine. Krishna is the original. They are struggling to know the origin, but because they have not taken the right process, they are built ahankara bhimura, katta aham iti manu. By false egotism, they are rejecting that there is no God, and they remain in the darkness. Murajan manijan, vasakta that, they remain in the darkness.
So we started saying that once we try to understand this fundamental part of knowledge, we should not be too arrogant with nature. Let's approach it in a harmonious and a little humble mind. Then knowledge can be understood in its proper form.
Papta and then lost.
That's what scientists are. They say they'll be able to understand everything by their experimental knowledge. We said, no. Let's think about it. Let's be honest. And see, there are so many things which are beyond our experimental knowledge.
Yeah. It is beyond your knowledge. Don't argue. Accept the opposite.
That is a process. Then we bring Bhakti Yoga to saying these things.
That is the beginning. Submission. That is the panipata. That is the beginning of Bhakti Yoga. If you are a man, just like the scissor man, then you will never learn.
And once we bring this Bhakti Yoga, we can prove very easily that the Supreme Being must be a person.
Yes.
We have some relations.
Yes. Yes. Nice speaking as person.
Possibility that there is a soul and that there is a God. But when I showed them a fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and they were reading about the structure of the universe in the Bhagavatam, and this was completely opposite to all of their experiments. So if this is actually a fact, then why can't it be proved experimentally that the Bhagavatam statements on the origin of the universe and so on are correct?
It is correct. How they can prove it is incorrect?
Well, they say that by mathematics we can prove the position of
so
the
we planet. Have got our mathematics on. In the beginning I was alone. Now we have got so many things. So we shall come out triumphant.
That's Robert's mercy. This is a professor of mine. He was famous again at the beginning of the theory.
Then when I gave this lecture, he invited me for home, his home, and his wife supported our theory. So he came around saying that, science says only Earth is 4.5 billion years old, and there's so many defects. So they have to accept that, no, it cannot be correct. So people are coming around slowly.
Yeah.
Abhyas Goswami says, Chaitanyar dvayara katha karo vichar. Vichar karile chitte pave chamatka. Just see what kind of mercy pool is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you consider it perfectly, you will see it is wonderful. Vichar karile chitte pave chamatka. Here is Chaitanya. Chaitanya. Chaitanya means living force. He says, vichara, yes. Try to understand by logic, by philosophy, by art. That is vichara. We are not following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blindly. That is not our place. They said, Arjuna argued with Krishna in so many ways. At last he accepted, yes, Param Brahma, Param Rama. You are disciplined person. The rascals say, do not understand your personality. But past them, Narada, the Satan, river, they have accepted. And I also see. Therefore, whatever you say, I agree. That's all. This is expected. Arjuna did not accept Krishna blindly. He knew, but for our sake. Okay. Place so many arguments and ask the expert. We have to follow them.
Great.
Yeah.
He was great by admitting that he was also a thief, but a big one. So if the scientists admit that actually they are not right, that makes them great.
Yes, actually. He must be standing on truth. That is greatness. Because to every human, anyone commits mistake, there is no doubt about it. But after committing mistake, if I stick to that mistake, that is true. When it is detected that this mistake, you must admit. That is greatness.
We are bringing this law of nature, which is a higher order laws.
Thousand part of the top tip of the hair, that is also tip. Yesagra sadhava agasa sadhava in the Upanishad, the dimension of the Atma is tip. That small particle, atomic, is so powerful. And what about the Supreme?
They ask, what is the force that combine matter and the Atma, matter and the life, the matter and the Jiva, or Atma? What is the force behind it?
Because Atma is independent. He can live in the spiritual world or in the material as he likes.
But is not correct, Sri Prabhupada, that Paramatma is the
Paramatma is the
behind.
Yes, behind, yes.
Yes.
He is the origin of Atma.
Yes.
Mohi Vansa. Krishna said, this Atma is my small particle part. He says that. So, Paramatma is the origin.
Yeah.
And these are fragmental parts of Paramatma.
That makes our statement very, very valid.
Yeah. Atma, yes. Superatma is the source of Atma.
They can explain everything. All that cannot be explained by science.
The Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, Bhumi Rapana Bible, Pindame Prakriti Yastada. They are also my energy. And beyond this, there is superior energy. Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava. Both of them energies. The material elements and the spiritual element. Both of them are different energy of the Supreme Atma. So one is superior, another is inferior. Because we are superior, we are controlling the inferior energy. And by such control from inferior energy matter, we have created this motor car. Therefore, I am superior.
In the West, in Western philosophy, this subject matter is called mind-body problem. The mind sometimes they compare as spirit or soul in some Western philosophical terms.
Beyond the mind, there is intelligence. And beyond the intelligence, there is the soul. Indriyani parara, indriya bhapparam manam, manasastu paru buddhi, buddhyastu japaram. They have come to the after the mind. But above mind, there is intelligence, and above intelligence, there is soul. So we can understand this very easily, because we accept Bhagavad Gita. It is easy for us. For others, they are going step by step, it's very difficult. But we can understand it.
Yes, it's true that the theory that everything is material, or everything beyond matter is false,